I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, whatever happened to the perfect 10 in gymnastics? But right now, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce this week for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The Rio Summer Games are underway, and according to the Russian Olympic Committee, that nation has, quote, the cleanest team. They also have had over 100 athletes banned just before the games began. So which is it?
Well, I don't know, but I don't think any team is going to be clean once they jump into that bay.
Ooh.
But that's neither here nor there. No, I mean, nobody believes the Russians, and I don't care anymore. This Olympics already has had so many things go wrong with it. I think a partially drugged up Russian team is the least of its problems.
I have read two stories asserting that things aren't as bad as anticipated in Rio, at least as regards safety for the athletes and the paying customers. Maybe they couldn't have been.
I think that's probably the case. I still think they don't belong there. I don't think they ever belong there. I wish they had been removed from there. I wish the International Olympic Committee would get up off its honorary of fat and duffs and put a permanent site together someplace. In Sports Illustrated last week, I suggested Omaha. It's a nice place in the middle. It's nice and flat. Got lakes, got rivers you can do the stuff on. Anyway, I mean, I'm not married to the idea of Omaha being the permanent site. I'm just suggesting that it might be a good one.
There are lots of ways to cope with inconveniences and distractions built into the Olympics in Rio, Charlie. It seems the men's and women's U.S. basketball teams have been handed a dandy one, don't you think?
Yes, they're going to be living on a luxury cruise ship. This is not unprecedented, by the way. This happened in, I believe, in Athens, too. Can't they at least put, you know, the team handball guys and the fencers in, you know, steerage or something? I mean...
The IOC announced this week the addition of five sports to the 2020 Games in Tokyo. Baseball and softball are back. Does this delight you?
Not particularly, no. I mean, softball, yes. Yeah. Softball actually turned out to be a lot of fun. Yeah, we're starting to slide toward the X Games again. There's skateboarding and surfing. And there's also karate and sport climbing, which I presume is one of those walls that they have at, you know, outdoor stores where kids climb up the wall so they're not knocking things off shelves. You know, I don't know. I mean, I think sport climbing is getting pretty far from the original spirit of the Olympic
I'd
Games, but
say,
what do
right.
I know?
The Chicago Cubs are still the best team in the bigs, according to all sorts of statistical measures that I don't understand, and also according to the standings. It's August. Should I not mention this at all?
Oh, it's happening. It's all happening, Bill. And I do like the fact that you're maintaining that the really most important statistic is whether you're in first place
well,
or not.
Well, it is.
The Cubs are showing remarkable staying power. When I went out there earlier this year to watch them play, they're built to last. And Theo Epstein, I think, is making a judicious use of his minor league talent to fill in the holes in his roster, and there's absolutely no reason to believe that they can't keep this going, except, of course, that they're the Chicago Cubs.
Umpires throw players out of games. Sometimes they throw managers out of games. And this week, an umpire threw a fan out of a game, and I bet you're not surprised that it happened in Philadelphia.
No, of course not, but get over yourself, umpire. I mean, give me a break.
You're there to be yelled at.
You're throwing a fan out because he said bad things to you? Bob Davidson, guess what? You know, you don't work for the CIA. Your job is not that important, but part of your job is to stand there and take it.
Meanwhile, I have to say to young men and women who want to begin their careers as baseball writers by covering minor league teams, good luck. Help me to understand how and why those jobs may be taken over by machines.
I do not know.
Oh.
I do not know.
I was hoping you had the answer.
I am the Analyst 101.
I wish you knew.
I am the Analyst 201.
Now I am lost. I do not know
what
you say.
Yeah, the AP is going to use something called automated writing to cover the minor leagues, which is not, by the way, the same thing as automatic writing, which is the way you communicate
with
the dead. With the dead, exactly. In this case, you're going to be communicating with your dead audience, but you're going to be doing it by robotic. First of all, who's going to run the no-hitter pool?
And the one good thing will be, you know, when the letters come in, oh, man, that was a lousy article you wrote. It's going to be, I am sorry, I will try to do better next week.
And who are baseball players going to call maggots? Machines? They don't care.
That's right. Ted Williams would have been utterly bereft of things to say.
He wouldn't have been half, I'll tell you, he wouldn't have been half the hitter he was if this had been the case.
The GOP mascot is an elephant, of course. Why does the party's candidate for a seat in the Michigan House of Representatives have a rhinoceros on his yard sign?
Because the winner of the Republican primary for a seat in the Michigan State Legislature is a WWE wrestler named Rhino.
Sure.
Whose actual real name is Terrence Guerin. And he won, and he said some interesting things on his issues page on his website, one of them being, one thing I learned early on in wrestling is that you get sponsors. That way your bills are paid before you even sell one ticket. This guy has a career in politics like you wouldn't believe.
Finally, Charlie, celebrated Japanese gymnast Kohai Uchimura has been penalized thousands of dollars for his performance in a sport that's not gymnastics. How can this be?
Yeah, Kohai somehow wasn't briefed before he went to Rio on the concept of roaming charges. He was doing very, very, very well playing Pokemon Go in Rio, and then got a roaming charge on his cell phone totaling ½ million yen, which is almost $5,000 in American dough. And one of his teammates said he looked dead at the team meal that day.
I hope he recovers before he has to compete. That would be a shame.
Actually, his carrier in Japan has reduced his expenses to about $30 American because what the hell, it's the Olympics.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.